praise the Lord. Welcome to our podcast this Friday evening. God bless you for being here, part of it. I've got my two sons on either side of me. I've got Benji on one side, Nat on the other side. And if you know, then you know which one is which. If you don't know us, I'll let you guess which one is which. But one is Nat, one is Benji. Just take your guess. But I want to thank you for being here with us. And as always, we are trying to strengthen. We are trying to grow. We are trying to reach out to the remnant of God, because God's remnant are the ones that are going to that are going to bring Jesus back. And so we that's why we're here. That's what we're doing. I'm so grateful again for what God is accomplishing in our lives, and it never ceases to amaze me week by week. The things that God does, we call them miracles. We call them signs and wonders. But really what it is walking as spirit beings, bringing that which is of the spirit world, the supernatural, and bringing it into this world. That is what pleases God. The Bible says without faith, you can't please God. Well, that's what faith is. Faith is bringing that which is spiritual, supernatural,
unseen,
into this world. And so it never ceases to amaze me week by week what God has done and how God has brought healing to people. If you need healing, you need to get here, because God's healing people. If you need answers, you need to get here, because God is giving answers. You need deliverance, you need to get here, because we are bringing that supernatural realm into this realm. And the Bible says, it says, if you live in the Spirit, also walk in the Spirit. That's what we're doing. We're walking in the Spirit. So praise the Lord. I want to jump into something this evening. From Wednesday night. On Wednesday night, a couple of days ago, I did a ministry, a message that had several different elements. One of the elements, though, I want to pull out and talk a little bit more tonight, and that is involving what I called the Ahab Church. I talked about the Ahab Church on Wednesday, just for a little bit, and then I got into a lot of other things. But the church world today, they like to talk a lot about Elijah, and they like to talk a lot about the spirit of Elijah, and the reason is because you can't escape it from the Word of God. Now, most of what they say is either not relevant or has been twisted around in large part. But here's the reason why they're getting the stuff about the spirit of Elijah wrong, is because they're missing a major element to the story. And that's this: wherever you find the spirit of Elijah, you're also going to find the spirit of Ahab. You're going to find the spirit of Ahab in the church. You say, well, I thought the spirit of Ahab was the world. No, that's not right. You see, Ahab was a Hebrew. Ahab was a part, the king of, not the world, he was the king of Israel. He was the actual king of Israel. And so in the church, you have this overarching spirit of Ahab that is taken over. And then you have the one little tiny spirit of Elijah. It's the remnant spirit. And again, this really isn't what I want to say, but at the same time, it's necessary to say, you know, we're not going to sit here and go through and read all these scriptures. I encourage you to open up your Bible and read them for yourself. But you need to understand that when that time on the mountain came where Elijah called the fire down from heaven, you need to understand that when he did that, he stood alone. He stood as the remnant. He stood as the one, the chosen of God. He stood there on the mountain against literally hundreds of other false prophets. Hundreds of false prophets. He stood against the millions of Israel who were used to doing things a certain way. And when all of it was said and done, Elijah even was discouraged. And he went and he said, God, there's no, even though I even called fire down, no one's listening to me. And in the end of that, God came and he said, well, he said, you're not alone. He said, there's still 7,000, which is a pittance of a number when you consider, as I've said before, I've read where there's was anywhere between 7 and 14 million, if not even more people in the nation of Israel. So 7,000 is nothing. 7,000 is it's a remnant is really what it is. And God said, there's 7,000, Elijah, that haven't bowed the knee. And you see, those are, I'm not talking about an exact number. That number 7,000 represents the number of perfection. It is God's perfect remnant. God is looking for that small, perfect remnant, that Elijah remnant that stands against all the rest of the church world and says, this is not okay. The spirit of Elijah is not okay. The spirit of Ahab is not okay. It's not okay, Ahab, what you're doing. It's not okay how you've led God's people astray. It's not okay what you're doing in the church world. And it is that small, tiny Elijah remnant, small, that stands up and does the great work and power of God. That is what we are after.
And you said last night that about Ahab, he was particularly driven by his appetites, his personal desires.
That's right. I'm thank you for saying that, because I don't need to forget to bring that up. And let's talk about Ahab. Since you went ahead and brought that up, let's talk about Ahab for a moment. The Bible says about King Ahab, it says in chapter 16 of 1 Kings, verse 30, it says, now Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him. That's a big statement. That's a big statement. But you see, whenever you see the Elijah spirit, that's what you see in the church world. And right now, as I've quoted my own dad from, who said many years ago, he said, we are in the last days of the last days. And if we're in the last days of the last days, then that means that the spirit of Elijah has to stand up. The spirit of Elijah has to rise up. It has to. But if the spirit of Elijah rises up, then you also know there's going to be the spirit of Ahab that is going to infiltrate most, I'm going to say it again, most of what you see in the church world. That's the way the spirit of Ahab works. And this Ahab, he did more than anyone else as far as evil did in the sight of the Lord. And in verse 33, it says, and Ahab made a wooden image. Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel who were before him. So again, we see, and that's exactly what you're seeing in the church world today. It has become such provoking God to anger in the spirit of Ahab has become the norm. It has not become the exception. It is now the norm. To the point where, like Ahab, it says he did more than anybody ever did before him. That's what's going on in the church world. It's so prevalent, the spirit of Ahab. It's so huge that the church just thinks, well, that's just a norm. This must be what God wants because everybody's doing it.
Well, do you know what it says about Ahab's father, Omri, just a few verses before? It actually says the exact same thing.
Yes.
That he did evil in the eyes of the Lord and did worse than all who were before him. So,
what
do we expect Ahab to have been raised in? What do we expect the church today to have been raised in?
That's exactly right.
They've known nothing.
That's a great point. And it also kind of shows if Omri did all this horrible stuff and Ahab did even more, think about how horrific it is. And that's what's going on in the church today. It is on the same level as Nat was just saying. It's been bad. Now it's even worse. And again, if it has become such the norm, it is so common and so prevalent in the church world today that it is accepted as what is just normal. And because it is accepted just as normal, people today, they accept things that should not be accepted as being supernatural, things that should not be accepted as being of the Lord, things that are just basic human nature things, it's all of a sudden accepted as being words of God from the Lord. It's all of a sudden accepted as being spiritual. It's all of a sudden accepted as being prophetic, and it's not. It only looks like that because it's so bad. Everything is so bad that a miracle is something that only can come from the supernatural spirit world. But we've so dumbed it down because God's people don't have it anymore.
And that's how you go in the direction of thinking that you're saved when you're not.
Well, very good point. Very good point. You know, I said I made a statement on Wednesday, and I'll make it again here. The devil doesn't have to get people to do horrible things to get them to hell. He doesn't have to get you to go and murder people. He doesn't have to get you to be a habitual adulterer or adulteress. He doesn't have to get you to be a homosexual and doing all kinds of horror. He doesn't have to do that to get you to hell. All the devil has to do is make you think you're saved when you're not. That's what the devil has to do to get you to hell. And somewhere along the line, the church has forgotten this. Why? Because of the spirit of Ahab. And if you go back and you read this story, then you see that when there came time for a confrontation, Elijah had to climb the mountain by himself and go to the altar of God by himself. And the Bible says that there was an altar there. But Elijah had to repair the altar before he could use it. And that's kind of what's going on in the church world today. There is still a semblance of what Christianity looks like. Oh, look, there's still an altar there. It's still there. We left it there. But we're going to go and do all this other stuff because we think this is what's better. Oh, there's still an altar. We still throw the name of Jesus around. We still throw it around. We still pray. We still pray before we eat dinner. We still pray before we have a football game. We still load up our clothes and take them to the shelters. We still gather cans up and take it for people that don't have food. We still take mission trips. It looks like it, but the power of God is gone. The power of God is gone, and that's the way the spirit of Ahab works. The spirit of Ahab gets people excited about things that sound good. Oh, wasn't that a great prayer that brother gave? Wasn't that a great prayer that minister? Oh, that sounded so good. Look how much we gathered up for the poor. Jesus said, "The poor you're always going to have." But there's something greater than that. There's something there is a level of anointing that's greater than that. And Jesus made that clear when he said, "The poor you're always going to have." He said, "But she did this for me." And in the spirit of Ahab, they say, "Oh, look, we've still got the altar. Look how we've even roped it off because we want to keep there it is. Look at that special altar." And all the while, the spirit of Ahab and the prophets of Baal jump around and are doing their thing. You say, "Pastor, those are strong words." No, it's strong words because strong words are needed. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of churches. There are churches within a half hour of here by the hundreds, but they're all run by the spirit of Ahab. They're all run by the Baal spirits. They're all run by those spirits. And they say, oh, look, we've still got the altar. But God is raising up a spirit of Elijah who's taking back the altar and says, no, you don't get the altar. The remnant gets the altar. And we're going to fix it. And we're going to put the stones back upon each other. And we're going to bring down the fire of God. And you may or may not believe, but we've come to clean house in God's people. And you may not believe, but we're going to do it anyway, because this is what God has called the spirit of Elijah to. And so you have, I'm going to go back to where I started. Whenever you see the spirit of Ahab, I'm going to say it different this time. Whenever you see the spirit of Ahab prevalent, then God says, it's time for me to raise up an Elijah spirit. And that's what God is doing. If you go and read this, there's no buildup. There's no preparation. It's just all of a sudden God is talking about King Ahab, and then boom, the Bible says, and there was this prophet named Elijah, and he proclaimed a drought on the land. Out of nowhere came the spirit of Elijah, who did this mighty work for God. And that's kind of what I believe is happening right now. The spirit of Ahab has taken over the church world. It's in every denomination. It's in the big churches. It's in the little churches. It's in the medium churches. It's in the churches that have all the money. It's in the churches that have no money. It's in everywhere. And maybe even more than that, it's in people's households who want to serve God the way they want to serve God. And they do it around their kitchen table. They do it in their basements. They do it while they're riding to ball games. They serve God the way they want to serve God. You see, that's, I mentioned that on Wednesday night. I mentioned on Wednesday night how the spirit of Ahab does what it wants to do. It's controlled, as Benji said, by its own appetites. This is what I want, so this is what I'm going to do. And I mentioned, and I'll say it again here, sometimes you can even make, many times, maybe most of the time, you can make it sound very spiritual. Well, this is what I want to do, and I want to do it because I want to do something for God. You can make anything sound like it's something for God, but who's asking the question, what does God want? Not what I want to do for God, but what does God want me to do? Who's asking that question? It's the spirit of Elijah. And let me just again make this point. It's small. It's not big. That's what a remnant is. It's just small. If you have a garment and cut a little piece off of it, it's just a small remnant. But that's what's going on in God's house now. And again, I'll go back to what A.W. Tozier ministered. I keep going back to this because it's so true. He said, I'm frightened for the church. I'm frightened. He said, I'm shaken because people don't understand that this remnant message is real. It's real. And it is only that remnant that God is going to be pleased with. And everyone else had better be frightened, because it's that remnant that God has chosen. And so we come back to Ahab. The whole country is being run by the spirit of Ahab. The whole country is being run. And if you remember, who was Ahab's wife?
Jezebel.
It was Jezebel. And so when you have Ahab, then you also have the Jezebel spirits, the seductive. And when I say seductive, yes, it could be sexual, but I'm not even talking about sexual. I'm talking about those spirits that seduce you into a way of religion and serving God that is not of God. It looks so good. Oh, look at their building, look at their campus. Look at their kids' ministry. Oh, my kids, they leave. And it just makes my kids happy when they're there. And you know where I'm going with that. It's seductive. Oh, maybe it's this church. Oh, this church has got so much money that they don't even, they can do everything. Or, oh, this church is so slick in how they do things. You don't even know you're at church. Isn't it great you can go to church and not even know you're at church?
I just want to mention that Dad's talking about like modern versions of things that were happening back in Bible times. But when we read about those things during Bible times, the way they're described in the Bible, they sound so bad. But
yes.
But if we were to go back to those Bible times, the majority of the world would not see them as bad. They would see them as good. They seem so bad in the Bible because that's the way that God sees them.
Yeah, Benji, that is such a great point. If we lived back then, all the church world today, trust me, all the church world today would be, oh, King Ahab, he's so good. Oh, that king, he's doing so good for us.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It says that what did he do more than any other king before him? He provoked God to anger.
That's right.
And it says in Hebrews that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God.
You see, it's Benji's right. Whatever happened back then, we read it now. So, well, we would never do that. Well, I hate to tell you, but the very vast majority of the church world is doing the exact same things. No, they don't use the name Ahab. No, they don't use the word Jezebel. They'll even talk bad. Oh, Jezebel, she was evil. They don't use the name Baal, but it's those same spirits. Those same spirits have taken over the church world. Those same spirits are doing in the church what they did to Israel. And God is raising up a little spirit of Elijah, a single small little prophet was all he was, just one man. And God said, I've got a small remnant that's praying behind you. A tiny, tiny remnant, Elijah. There's tiny. But it's enough. It's enough for me to bring fire down. It's enough for me to kill all the false prophets. It's enough. That's where Elijah, I'm going to be able to accomplish my will. And that's what God is doing here at the city on a hill. And that's what I want, the message I want to get out to you today. You don't have to fall for the spirit of Ahab. You don't have to give in to it. You don't have to fall for it. You don't have to. You can turn. The sad thing is, Jesus said, there are few who find it. And so this is why A.W. Tozier was so sad. Because I don't have great aspirations of everybody turning toward it, but whoever we can get to turn, I will rejoice.
The hope in that is that he didn't say there were none who find it.
Fantastic. Fantastic, Benji. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Anyone have anything they'd like to add to what we already said?
It was heavy, but it was necessary.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Benji, give them all the announcements.
All right.
Wait a minute. Before you do that, I want to talk about, if you're here at the church, we have little things printed up that you can find in our foyer for questions. Take these, write questions down, put them in the offering, or give them to one of the ministers. Give them to Benji if you want. Give them to Nat. Give them to somebody, and we'll go through and see if there's something we can answer on here from time to time. If you're not here, why don't you message us or DM us or something like that, so that we can. If you have a question, and you might see that we answer here from time to time. Go ahead. Now you can go.
We got a regular Sunday morning 11 a.m. services, Wednesday night 7 p.m. services in person at the City on a Hill Church in Loganville. You can also watch them on our online social platforms live, and they'll also stay up there on our online platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We have online functions every day of the week. Devotions come out every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. online. Remnant 101s with me, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. online. Calling the Remnant podcast like this one every Friday at 8 p.m. online. Our podcasts are also available on Spotify. Anywhere else podcasts are available, Siri and Alexa can play those podcasts for you. Just say, play the latest Calling the Remnant podcast. And we also have the Easter season coming up. Our Palm Sunday service is on April 13th, followed by a lunch in the back. Our Good Friday service is on April 18th, and our Easter service is on April 20th. We've been told that everybody needs to be inviting people to come with them for that Easter service, including families with kids, because we're going to be having an egg hunt for the kids on that Easter service following the service.
Well, let me end by saying this. If people knew that they were walking in the spirit of Ahab, maybe they wouldn't do something about it. But that's the hook, isn't it? That's the gotcha of the whole thing, is that the church doesn't realize it. The false prophets that get up on their program, shows, podcast, whatever it is, they get on there and they crow about all this just nonsense. They don't realize that they're the same as the false prophets of Ahab. They don't realize it. They don't call it the Ahab spirit. They don't call it Baal. They don't do that anymore. They say, oh, we're really walking in the spirit of the Lord. But all it is a form of godliness that Paul talked about to Timothy. It's a form of godliness. And it is actually, it's actually sending people to hell. That's actually what it's doing. And the sanctuaries, the pews are filled with people that think that they're serving God. And remember what I said, the devil doesn't have to get you to do horrible things. He just has to make you think that you're saved when you're not. That's all he has to do. Somebody has to speak a hard message. This is a hard message. Somebody has to speak it. And it's the spirit of Elijah. And that's what God is raising up here at the City on a Hill. The spirit of Elijah, because it is the last days of the last days. God bless you. We'll see you next time.